So, someone asked me earlier, what's the craziest thing I've ever did? And, well, this is a story. It's a true story. And it's not something I regret. It's completely fucking reckless, but it was... That's all I'll say. When I was 20, I decided to take my first solo trip. Normally, I would always have like a companion or something, but I was single and I wanted to see some family in New York, some friends. I just figured, what the hell with it? Just take a red eye flight and I'll be good to go in the quiet. And I arrived at the airport, getting there an hour early. I was looking around, people watching. And I saw a group of attractive people around my age by the gate. Well, I guess they were just spring breakers going back. They were still in their beach gear. And I noticed this one guy staring at me. He was smirking. He was tall, stocky built, black, handsome. I mean, he knew he was carrying it well. they started to call for boarding, and I mean, this is where the sucky part comes in, because I really hate flying. That's why I was a little nervous, you know? And luckily, it was a 3-seater. So I got the window, and while I was putting my things away, that same guy, the one with the smirk, he was my seatmate, and his friend was at the end, and we introduced ourselves. His name was David. He was charming. A big flirt. We talked for a bit while the plane was getting ready to take off, and I just couldn't stop moving my leg because I was so nervous. But I instantly felt comfortable with him. He just had this sexy fucking husky voice that went along with his stocky build, and anyway, he saw how nervous I was, and he put his hand on my knee to get me to stop, and I leaned over, and I asked him if he would hold my hand for the flight, taking off, and he said yes, and he held my hand, and he was whispering sexy comments to me. He started to rub the inside of my palm, and I felt so intimate. His gazes, his voice just vibrated through me. Just then, the seatbelt sign flicked off, and I tried to pull my hand away, but he wouldn't let it go. He actually looked at me and he gave my hand a kiss. And he told me that he didn't want to let it go, and if it was wrong, I couldn't help but just lick my lips. Like, you know, is this guy even real? Have I been just reading too many smutty books? There was a flight attendant that walked past us and he had asked for one of those shitty red American airline blankets. And he put it on top of us. He pushed the arm that was in the middle of us back. And he got a little closer. And there was this just thick magnetic air around us. Neither of us breaking eye contact. And I leaned in. And I kissed him. I kissed a total stranger. I mean, he just felt so fucking good in my mouth. In, out of it. He felt so good on my lips. I mean, by the time we pulled apart, we were just both breathless. I could literally feel my pussy throbbing. I mean, that just made me press my legs together. He started to touch my jaw, kiss my jawline, working his way to my neck. And I was trying really hard not to moan so fucking loudly. I looked around to make sure that we were fine, you know? And his friend that was sitting next to him was just staring at me. And all I could think was how wrong this was, but how fucking good it felt. I was really trying to control myself. But as soon as I thought that I could break away a little, his hands found his way under my shirt. He was cupping my tits. He was playing with my hard nipples. Pinching and squeezing them and pulling one and then the other. And he would just drive me fucking crazy while his friend watched. I just kept biting my lip so I'm not moaning all up in this pack flight. All you could hear was my soft whimpers. And he was making me so crazy. He leaned in and he asked if he could taste me. And all he could do was laugh. And I told him I didn't think it was possible. And he just gave me this secret little smirk. Like, he knew what he was doing, and I'd just fucking wait. He started to unzip my jeans under the blanket, and he pushed my panties to the side and pressed one of his fingers into my folds. I mean, I was drenched. My panties were fucking ruined. He stopped to pull his cock out under the blanket. He took my hand and he placed it on it. I started to stroke him while he finger fucked me. He pushed another finger inside of me. I had to bite his neck to keep my moaning under control. And his friend just kept watching us. And I couldn't help but love that. He pressed his thumb on my clit while pumping into me. thinking about that now. I could just hear him again saying how badly he wanted to fuck me. And I gripped his cock even harder, and I stroked him faster and faster, just feeling his pre-cum rolling down my hand. I was just using that as more lubrication to take him, my small hand on his big, fat, black cock. Could you just imagine? I mean, I was so close to fucking losing it. You could just hear my whimpers crying out. Just crying out of me. And he started to spasm right in my hand under the blanket. And I just completely lost him while he just pumped in me. Pumped in me like fucking crazy. He had to take his other hand and put it on my mouth to keep me quiet. But as a good amount of you know, I'm pretty fucking loud. I mean, I came down on this crazy fucking high from just coming, and I couldn't believe what I'd just done. And I looked over at him, and he had that smirk on his face, and he started to lick my juices off of his fingers. He started to suck on his fingers. And he actually leaned over and told me, "I told you I wanted to taste you." And all I could think was, my first time with a stranger, and also being watched. And I'll never fucking forget it.